From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. You've likely seen them around town. They're called mobile bars, and they show up at special events, and they provide alcohol at social gatherings and celebrations. It's a growing industry, and these bars are becoming more and more popular. However, they come with special laws that a lot of people may not know about, and Idaho's Bureau of Alcohol Beverage Control is hoping to change all of that. So joining us today is Captain Rocky Gripton, Bureau Chief of the Idaho State Police ABC Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
We can. So, Rocky, can you start by just explaining what is a mobile bar and how are they defined under Idaho law?
Well, they're not really defined under Idaho law. That's part of the problem. But I would just consider them, you know, to be mobile. They come in many forms, maybe a school bus or an enclosed trailer, or they've really actually gotten quite creative. And yes, like you said, you're starting to see them around quite a bit. And there's some problems that are associated with them. And we've been trying to provide education, and we've reached out to several, and look forward to discussing that with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's my question then. When it comes to the law, is a mobile bar different from maybe what we would think of as a catered event, let's say like a wedding at a certain venue?
Yeah, well, is it different? Yeah. You know, primarily what you're going to see is a licensee in the form of either a bar, you know, or a restaurant that obtains a catering permit through the city or county in which that event is going to be held, and they'll show up. And you know, it may not be in the form of a trailer or towed unit. They may just transport alcohol and set up a table, but there are permits for that. And like you said, they're for special events such as a wedding or holiday celebration, a birthday party, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, I believe this is a very specific rule, and correct me if I'm wrong, around mobile bars. And this is the fact that they have to be tied to a brick and mortar business. So can you explain how that works?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So in Idaho, just to be clear, there's essentially three types of licensing, that being a bar, mm-hmm. and or a restaurant, or say like a convenience or grocery store. I mean, a convenience or grocery store would be licensed for to go off-premises sales only. And to be able to pour it at an event, you need to be endorsed for on-premises consumption. You need a state license, a county, and additionally a city license as well if you're within the limits of a city. A licensee can go to the city or county in which an event is going to be held. You may be a licensee in Boise, but maybe you want to do a wedding in Napa. That's totally lawful. You go to the city of Napa and fill out an application and apply for a catering permit. And that is that catering permit is an extension of a license for a short period of time for a special event or a special occasion.
So, okay. So then I'm assuming you have to have some type of permit then to operate a mobile bar.
Well, you got to have a license, and i.e. the bar or restaurant, you have to have a physical presence, a brick and mortar type building with an address, properly zoned, meet all the criteria, you know, have the alcohol licensing, the business licensing, health permit, everything that goes along with it. And that is the avenue to obtain those catering permits.
So can a license for a mobile bar, can it be shared or can it be borrowed? I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, maybe you know someone that owns a restaurant, right? But they are not running a mobile bar. Could you borrow their permit? I mean, their license.
That's exactly the problem that we're having. No, those licenses are separate. They're distinct, and only the licensee is granted those privileges by statute to sell and serve alcohol. And on top of that, you know, you have the business type, you know, the insurance to conduct uh-huh. such business, and all that is tied together. And what we're seeing is it comes in different forms. But yes, the answer to your question is no. You can't, and it's no different than any other form of licensing. You say you have a real estate license, you can't let somebody else borrow that license and go out and show people homes or sell people homes. And an alcohol license is no different. And, you know, quite honestly, it can be a crime. It is a crime. Only the licensee is granted those privileges. Now, an employee of a licensee can certainly, you know, act on behalf, you know, is a part of their employment and conduct, you know, those events, sell and serve alcohol. But if you're not an employee or an actual alcohol licensee, then no, you can't borrow someone's license. And we are seeing that. And, you know, we are also seeing where perhaps the licensee isn't aware that past employee is continuing to use that license and, you know, further business.
So if you, so let me get this straight. So let's say you own a brick and mortar bar. You as the owner can have one of these mobile bars, or you can have an employee run this mobile bar for certain events and things like that.
Sure. Exactly.
Okay. So talk to us about what's been happening. As you mentioned, a lot of times there maybe people aren't understanding what the laws are. And so then people are finding themselves kind of in legal trouble. For example, back in November, your bureau was investigating mobile bars. And my understanding is that you ran into a case of a woman who was operating a mobile bar and she did not have a permit. So can you talk generally about the case and explain how the laws were broken?
Well, there's a few laws were broken. I mean, this particular individual has been in this, and this isn't the only case, you know, by the way, but has been in this mobile business, you know, for a while, and historically has worked for bars or restaurants in the area. And, you know, we were alerted, you know, this problem has been going on for a while. We didn't realize how much it had grown. And just maybe to back up a little bit, there's just a lot of entrepreneurship taking place within the alcohol industry, really enhanced by COVID. Obviously, these mobile bars and part of the this, and it's not just specific to Idaho. This is a nationwide issue, if you will. But it's the low cost, I think, and the low cost of overhead. And, you know, and people want their, you know, alcohol. It's, you'll see alcohol probably at most public festivities, you know, celebrations, birthdays, you know, weddings and whatnot. And so it's lucrative. But so that's just a little bit of background. But in this particular case, this, you know, I'd sent out a letter as the, as this got to my, came to my attention, how big this problem really was to all cities and counties, because, you know, they are the ones that issue this type of permit. Obviously, the Idaho State Police Alcohol Beverage Control Division issues licenses and certain permits, but as an agency, we don't issue the catering permits. That's up to the cities and counties, and it's up to them to vet these applications and the person that's applying for the permit. And kind of put them on alert as to what was taking place and to vet these application and the applicant that's attempting to obtain a permit. And in this case, they were denied the permit and decided to go ahead and conduct the business anyway. Selling liquor without a license is a felony in the state of Idaho, to where, you know, selling beer and wine is a misdemeanor. There continues to this day, since the 1930s, to be more prohibition on liquor, you could say, I don't know, for beer and wine, but decided to, you know, to do it anyway, because, it, you know, like I said, it's their business and there's a lot of money to be made. And, but all laws, all alcohol statutes are addressed in Title 23 of Idaho Code. And, there's a lot of laws that go along with the sale and service of alcohol. And that's usually not just one law that's broken. It's, you know, several.
So here's my question for you then. I, you know, in this particular case, you said that the person's permit was denied, yet she still continued to move forward. With that exception, do you think that a lot of folks who are running these bars may not know or understand the laws behind them? I'm curious about what you've been hearing, you know, from folks, you know, when you talk with them about this.
Well, it always comes across as, you know, they didn't know, or, you know, there wasn't intent, but at the same time, I, you know, I find it hard to believe that a person really thinks that they can, you know, go and purchase alcohol and just show up at random in public and sell it. I think it's pretty much common knowledge that you have to have a license and the proper types of permit and maybe even some training.
Well, I will, but I will say this, like I think this is a growing industry. I mean, it seems like, especially every summer, right? You're seeing, especially downtown Boise, you're seeing more and more of these around town. They personally do not look enjoyable to me. With that said, I think I'm a fairly informed individual. It has never crossed my mind about the licensing or anything like that as to what these mobile bars would have to do. To me, it's more like, you know, it's blocking traffic. It's, you know, all of, I think about all those things versus, you know what I'm saying? So just to kind of push back on that a little bit, I'm curious as if some people, as you said, just were like, oh, this is a great idea. We've seen them in other cities. But with that said, it really seems to be a growing industry.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's absolutely a growing industry. And I think, as I stated earlier, I think that there's just a lot of entrepreneurship taking place from, you know, how businesses are being conducted, how everybody's trying, you know, there's a lot of competition. So everybody's looking for a niche. I mean, we're just seeing all kinds of stuff taking place these days and with alcohol.
And with that said, you have to make sure, A, that the laws are enforced, that B, that folks are following them. We're talking about a substance that you know, can really get out of hand, right? If you're not, if you're not using it properly. So one of the things that your bureau is doing, you're going to be holding some classes, right? So that folks can at least learn how to navigate this system so that these mobile bars are not breaking the law. And can anyone come to these classes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've always conducted classes in person, more in the form of server training, if you will, alcohol server training. We also refer to it as retailer training across the state. You know, we have detectives that are assigned to, I guess, that specialize in alcohol enforcement and regulation. And we attend these, provide these classes in person, and we do touch on catering and licensing and, you know, try to give. It's brief. It's about a three and a half hour program. You know, we conduct it in person, and we try to cover all the topics. And that being said, that training is also available for free on our website. We have held at least one, maybe two classes in the state. I know one was held locally. That was more designed just for those that are in the catering business. But now that we see this greater need, if you will, we are, you know, in the process of trying to identify some locations and dates and times where it'll be more focused on people that want to be in the mobile catering business, because our office does receive a lot of phone calls and probably enhanced due to, you know, media and some of the things that are going on within the industry. But, you know, we do want to, I mean, we don't want to have to go out and arrest somebody or issue a citation and,
right.
But we recognize it's a statewide problem, and we're trying to do as much as we can to further educate and provide that as a service.
Well, I appreciate your time today and talking to us about this and really educating us more about how these work and the laws behind them. We've been talking with Captain Rocky Gripton. He is the Bureau Chief of the Idaho State Police Alcohol Beverage Control Bureau. We've been talking the growing popularity of mobile bars, but also the laws that cover them. As I mentioned, the Bureau will be hosting classes in the spring around those laws that apply to mobile bars here in Idaho. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.